All right, listeners, you've willingly, I hope, come back to segment four, program six of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your host, and a large number of you are great fans of a great man, the late Dr. Charles F. Stanley, a man I deeply respect and have no issue with his evangelical teaching. But under that man's roof grew up a son who has gone on himself to lead a large church. And I think this issue of Andy Stanley and his large following of people who seem to think that what he's teaching is acceptable are falling prey to what is killing all of America, and that's simply affluence. Andy Stanley and his sister grew up in a well-known pastor's household, at least as he got established there at First Baptist of Atlanta, powerful, powerful church. And the exceptional teaching that this man, Dr. Charles Stanley, is able to do. But because of the affluence produced by their position, and again, they were not, Mr. Stanley was a humble man and he was a good guy. That's all I'm going to say. But his wife got them mixed up in a particular multi-level marketing scheme that impacted his ministry, and that was really the source of the reason for my letter, and eventually divorced her husband, left and then divorced, and created all sorts of problems for him. But there was, in my view, an excessive emphasis on wealth and lifestyle that certainly influenced her son. I don't know anything about Becky, the daughter, but I do know that what Andy is preaching is not what his dad preached, at least some of it. And where the error is, it is difficult. So we have this issue of bearing fruit. And unfortunately, the fruit of Dr. Stanley's ministry is being, well, tainted badly by a son. But remember, Eli had sons who did the same thing, the great Eli, and other people. If we are not true to the faith, if we're not careful to be sure that every idle word we speak, well, we have to be careful with the idle words that we speak, that we speak truth and not error. And in America right now, since so many people now flock to Andy Stanley and by transitivity from what his father had done, we have people in America who aren't really concerned about the condition of this country, the spiritual condition, our geopolitical position, et cetera, because the message in the white community, in the white evangelical community is, well, don't get involved in politics except in social issues that are very important. And some of those bleed over into a party that is anything but godly. It's straight out of hell, and that'd be the Democrats, and those who are Democrats are headed in that direction. We just have to understand that we are part of a process that God has given us. It allows us to shape the government that's over us. And when evil appears, we got to push back. We must push back legally, but we must push back hard, and we must push back forcefully, which presupposes men who know the Word of God, who can speak truth and not opinion, and not speak idle words, but can have effect on changing the negative direction that the culture is moving in. And Mr. Stanley, Andy Stanley, is part of those who are speaking Gnosticism and sophistry in a good portion of the gospel that they preach. And so white America, well, we've been anesthetized. We do not passionately defend the gospel anymore. We allow those who say that they are our leaders and they're spiritual, we don't examine their fruit and therefore determine, well, they're not fit to lead us, but we do. Over in the Black Church, we have Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, not far from First Baptist Church downtown, next to the, where it was, next to the Fox Theater. We have a group of people who have, well, decided that there's something sacred about what took place at this church that was founded in the late 19th century. It's only had five pastors. The one who's the senior pastor now is none other than Dr. Raphael Warnock. And I think that every pastor that's black and adheres to the black culture marches in tune, in step, with the cadence that is put out by Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. So we need to look at the fruit of that organization and the words spoken to determine whether they're idle words or if the fruit is bad, or worse still, if that fruit and those idle words are tearing down the very foundations that that church was built on and this nation was built on. Return for the final segment 5. We'll answer these questions. Thank you.